So what will this strategic plan address specifically?
Well, the strategic plan is part of an overall efficiency initiative that DOD has been going through over the past year or so. Beth McGrath is DOD's Deputy Chief Management Officer. She says the goal is to take as much cost out of back office functions as possible.
The military department's strategic priorities, there are seven goals, the business goals, the total workforce mix, the contingency business operations, as we call them, the financial auditability, acquisition, the IT infrastructure, really looking at data center consolidation, how do we maximize utilization of the infrastructure, every process, how do we reduce transaction time. I mean, we're looking at all areas of the business. And so you'll see all of those, there are seven, as I mentioned, and then key initiatives under each one of those seven goals. And then to the extent we've identified performance targets, those will also be included. I do expect it out this month.
McGrath spoke Tuesday at a panel discussion with the Army's, the Navy's, and the Air Force's chief management officers about their challenges. This was a GovExec panel discussion breakfast. The two areas that seem to garner a lot of focus from the services are acquisition and financial management as areas to find more savings. Now, DOD is under a lot of pressure by Congress to have a clean audit by 2017. This is something they've never done before, so getting there would be a great accomplishment for them. But it's the acquisition improvements where I think where they said they see the biggest opportunities. Aaron Connaughton is the Undersecretary of the Air Force.
The Air Force, and I suspect the other services as well, we've been focused greatly in the last couple of years on our acquisition process, both improving and strengthening the quality of our acquisition workforce, but improving the process so that we do have, you know, little victories like getting a new tanker under contract. So that's been a topic of great interest and great focus for Secretary Donnelly and for the rest of the Air Force leadership team.
Robert Work is the Navy's chief management officer. He adds reducing the cost of business technology is very important because as the expected budget reductions come from Congress, he wants to make sure money is not taken out of those back office systems and pushed to mission needs. He wants to make sure that money is already available for those mission needs.
That strategic plan is connected to the efficiency initiatives that were started by DOD's former secretary, Robert Gates. Did you get a sense of how these initiatives are actually doing?
Well, they're definitely moving along. How much money DOD is saving or reprogramming, that's not quite clear yet. Obviously, each service had to find about $30 billion last year from, as Navy's Robert Work says, from the one moving from the tail to the tooth, meaning from the back office to the front lines. McGrath says she's working with DOD Chief Financial Officer Robert Hale to conduct reviews of last year's efficiency initiatives.
Secretary Hale and I have done is ensure that each one of the components have the, I'll say, plans together, you know, the specific milestones and targets to achieve their efficiencies and ensure that they're on the path to achieve those. And so we're doing the evaluation piece, if you will, of the efficiencies. Once the efficiencies were identified and booked in the budget, we're doing the follow-through to say, well, you know, what's your plan to get there? And then we'll be tracking and monitoring those as we go through the 12 fiscal year.
She says the review started in June, and the first report about the progress that DOD is making should be done by January timeframe. Now, some of the services already are having some trouble meeting their goals. The panel agreed that the easy stuff, the low-hanging fruit, have already been picked, but now the cuts are going to be more surgical. And then there's other issues that are now coming into play that the services have to deal with. Take the Air Force's Connaughton. She says the rise in fuel prices has put the damper on how their service is using the savings that they are getting from these back office systems. As the price of fuel goes up, the Air Force has shifted the money to pay for that higher cost of fuel. Now, that's just one example that's come up. There's plenty of others that popped around, but there's all these unexpected expenses that do happen, and they're having to, if you will, roll with the punches.
So, Jason, how much pressure, then, are the service's chief management officers feeling to save money and reprogram it to mission needs?
Obviously, the pressure is great. $100 billion over 5 years, it's a ton of money. They're under the gun. Congress knows, they know Congress is going to cut their budget. How much, that's the big question. But I think maybe the greater pressure is to cut the civilian workforce, or at least reduce it. Now, every service and DOD agency must get back down to their 2010 personnel levels by 2012. The Navy's Robert Work offers some really interesting statistics on the budgetary pressures the DOD agencies are facing when it comes to personnel since 1999.
The average cost for a sailor has gone up 18%, and the average cost for a Marine has gone up over 20%. And when you add in all of the retirement accruals and all of the health care costs, manpower costs have increased by 27% since FY98. And that is much, much faster than both the rate of inflation and the rate of defense increases.
Now, Work says this issue is a huge priority for DOD.
These issues are going to be addressed at the top level. The Deputy Secretary of Defense will lead a task force in which all of the service chiefs are on. They will report directly to Secretary Panetta. There is working groups at the Assistant Secretary and the Undersecretary level. Everyone is involved. We're going to look at this hopefully in a cohesive and holistic fashion and try to come up with a smart way to go about containing manpower costs. It's premature, I think, for any of us to talk about what those choices might be, but believe me, it is a focus of the Secretary and the Deputy Secretary.
Now, we've talked recently, a couple weeks ago, about the Air Force's hiring freeze. Kennington says that that comes after they tried a two-for-one replacement, meaning for every two people that left, they only hired one. She says the Air Force hopes to get their ranks down to the 2010 levels, or may actually have to consider involuntary separations as a last resort, or layoffs, if you will. The Army is also cutting about 8,700 civilian workers. We've talked about that as well. Joe Westfall is the Undersecretary of the Army and its CMO. He says the commands obviously must get back down to those the authorization levels or the amount of workers they're allowed to have. But Westfall warns that the Army can't cut positions too quickly. It could mean soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan could receive pink slips because if the reduction is too quickly, that's where it's going to have to come from. And that's obviously the last thing they want to do. But despite the cuts and the freezes, all the CMOs say the services cannot overlook the importance of workforce training and development. Even though training is one of the first things that gets cut at most agencies, DOD is one of the few, if not the only, agencies to actually have specific money, line items, in their budget for training and development. And that, all these CMOs said, is going to be more important than ever right now.
And Jason, I wanted to ask you about the relationship between the ongoing conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan and the tail, so to speak, in the Pentagon. In other words, as we wind down and pull out of those countries, what does that mean for the cost structure within the Pentagon that has been supporting those efforts all those years? Because we know the direct costs will go away, but does DOD have a handle on the indirect costs that are here in the States?
They're not sure if they have a handle on many of their costs. I mean, that's why the clean audit is so important by 2017. But to get to more, I guess, specifically to get your question, I think that's part of what they're looking at. Can they look at their back office functions and say, we built up to support the warfighter, whether it's in logistics or whether it's in technology? Because, you know, networks are needed out in Afghanistan and Iraq, just like they're needed in, you know, San Diego or Norfolk. And I think, long story short, is they're going to have to take a serious look at those services that they're doing and say, okay, how can we cut back? Where can we migrate? And I think something like, for instance, Jared's story on the Army Enterprise email system that they're moving to the cloud is a perfect example. If we clean up our networks, we can gain efficiencies that are above and beyond just what's in front of us, which is, in that case, email.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks for that report.